It's Wendy Snyder, and I am sitting in for John Records Landecker. And Steve Dale is joining me right now. And Steve has a couple of shows on the station.
I do.
And I hear you pretty much every Sunday.
I apologize for that.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I love doing it. Sunday morning, the pet show from 6 o'clock till 7 o'clock, bright and early. And then from typically 1 to 3 I'm on. But this Sunday, because of sports and Dean Richards, I believe, needing to go to a parade, I'm on part of Dean's show. And then I'm on until 2 o'clock or something in that nature. But great, great shows planned, actually. And one of the guests is going to be Terry Savage. And I will tell you something.
I love Terry Savage.
Me too. And can I tell you something just between us?
Yeah.
Nothing to
no
do
one's
with pets.
Listening.
Okay. So I emailed Terry and I said, is there any way you'd come on Sunday? Because I'd want her to be, most of my guests are live, and I'd want her to be on live so people can ask questions of the brilliant Terry Savage. But I began by saying, I don't know if you know me, because I've never had her on any of my shows or any time I've filled in for anyone. And she said, Steve Dale, of course I know you. It's like, oh my God, Terry Savage knows me. I was so excited by that. And she is going to be on because she wrote that on Sunday, people don't want to talk about finances. But I will tell you right now, I think they do.
Yeah. Yes. You know, this is terrible. I did Your Money Matters for John Hansen earlier, and I have been putting off ordering these enzyme chews for Kona because they're like $38 a bag. Because he's a large dog size. And I'm like, you know what? I got to just bite the bullet and get him some chews. Because whenever we sit down to watch TV, Steve, he grabs his donut that squeaks and he prances around to get our attention. And it's like we can be on our sectional, all of us, and we're just talking. And he's laying down and everything's good.
Squeak,
as soon as
squeak,
the TV
squeak.
Starts.
Yeah, that's when it starts. Yeah.
So, and then, God, I am like the worst pet owner because when he does that, we give him one of those chews. So now why do you think he does that?
To get the chew.
I know. I'm so dumb.
Wait. Back in the day, they came out with these toys, now they've been out for years, that make the sound that the toy looks like. So we got from my neighbor a toy trumpet for her dog, and it would go, what the race? Yes, just like that. So she was so excited, the dog was, the neighbor was. Then I get emails from the neighbor saying, at 3 a.m, my dog is walking around doing... Exactly.
That was the worst trumpet ever.
Yeah, it'll do.
All right.
Well,
yeah, that's
no
way better.
No, not really.
God, where do you get your energy? You and Whitney Reynolds, I swear to
back
God.
To back.
Wow. I'm exhausted.
Sorry.
No, I love it.
I was just doing a webinar, actually, about separation anxiety in dogs for veterinary professionals.
Yeah, you know, Kona has a little of that. Kona really has, not issues, but he has one problem. And I have to bring this up. Kona eats his own droppings.
Okay.
And... I try to stay on top of it. We have a fenced-in yard, so we let him out. And I try to stay on top of it to pick it up, just so it's not there for him to eat. Over the course of the winter, they froze and turned into poopsicles, and that's when he really enjoys them, when they're frozen.
Yes.
Why, and how do I make him stop?
Okay, so there are some products out there. Prozyme is the name of one. Forbid, I believe, is the name of another. You're writing them down. People can write them down. You can Google because there are probably 50 products out there. However, to my knowledge, none of them have any proven efficacy for sure. Now,
it's supposed to make some odorific thing that the dog won't touch it. Is that
No.
Oh, I'm
they
sorry.
Put the product on the food and then it somehow deters the dog. Now, this might work for your dog. I don't know. My secret weapon, I have two of them.
All right.
You're not going to like one, and the other you will be fascinated by. I'll give you the fascinating one first.
All right.
What you do is you go to your refrigerator and take all the hot sauces you can.
Oh, you are a mean man, Steve Dale.
And if you, it's
I
a
like
grenade.
This.
And if you sprinkle
Cholula,
some
sriracha.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you take this recipe, this combination of whatever they are, and sprinkle it on, you know what?
You are a genius.
No. Well, many dogs will learn, okay, I'm going to pay a price for this. And they're not going to do any damage because they won't keep eating it. In fact, typically they smell it and they don't eat it at all because it smells so awful.
Yeah, because if they eat it, then there's going to be a looser problem, if you know what I'm saying.
Conceivably, yes. But I've never heard of a dog eating it if you actually make it that interesting.
So really douse it in the
stuff.
Yeah,
totally. It's one option.
Ooh, I like that.
The better option
is I have to eat it first. No, I'm kidding. You said I wasn't going to like it, so okay.
This is why I love being on with Wendy Snyder. No, the other option you're not going to like, and that is to go out with your dog on leash and pick up after your dog. And your dog won't have an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
be
me
sure
picking
to pick
it up.
And be, right, pick all the little bombshells up in the backyard. And that way, there's no opportunity.
Can I just tell you, as the weather warms, you don't realize how many little bombshells mm-hmm. are out there.
I know. We just took our dog for a walk, and it's like you have to avoid. It's like an obstacle course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have picked everything up several times, but it really starts, like in the summer, he stops doing it. But yeah. In the winter, the poopsicles is what gets him going again.
Yeah. Yeah, not alone. There are other dogs.
Really?
But here's my big concern right now. So lots of dogs will eat goose poop or duck poop, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's never a good thing. But now I'm really concerned because of bird flu. You don't know which animals may have been infected or not. And we know dogs, they're not nearly as susceptible as cats, but they can get bird flu. At least one dog we know has died across the country.
Really?
Yeah. So I would be very careful about not allowing a dog. As I say, it's never a good idea, but the
right.
dogs are fast. You know, I'd be very careful now because you just don't know. I mean, look at all the waterfowl that washed up on our shore mm-hmm. and in Indiana. What was that, a week or two ago? Hundreds of birds, right? So they're out there, these birds that are getting very sick. They will ultimately die, but we don't know that they can or cannot transmit in their poop. They may be able to.
I have two questions for you. One is, Kona also eats the little Cocoa Puffs that are rabbit turds.
Ah, okay.
Is that an issue as well?
No. No.
He's a weird dog. I'll tell you that.
But eating mice for cats or dogs that do, surprisingly, there are two species of mice among 70 other, give or take, mammal species that we know carry bird flu.
Okay, but my second question
yeah.
is there are cats, and, you know, I'm not telling anybody what to do. They can do whatever they want. But if I had a cat and I did one, Declan, and I always left him in the house, I did not let him go outside and wander.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in our neighborhood let
really?
Their cats wander. And what if they catch a bird and eat a bird? That is going to be very dangerous, isn't it?
Yes is the short answer. I have a longer answer because I think you have a commercial break.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll do that, and we'll come back and continue it.
I'm just giving the tease.
You know, there's a stray cat, and it's not Brian Setzer, who like is always under.
I just got that. Very
he's
good.
Always under.
He's with the Stray Cats,
car,
the musical. Yes.
Yes, yes. He's always under either my car or Jimmy Mack's car, and so I've told everyone honk
the horn
before
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have to keep doing that, and that's somebody's kitty cat.
You know what? For that somebody's kitty cat, if your cats are being allowed to be outdoors, I will comment on that. There's a new twist and a new reason to keep them indoors, aside from being a good neighbor, so the cat is not using the garden of your neighbor.
Yeah.
But there's another reason, and I'll talk about that when we come back.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale on the air with me tonight. And, all right, so you were going to tell us about cats running
yeah,
wild.
Yeah, so the American Veterinary Medical Association actually hadn't thought of this, and the CDC apparently hadn't either, regarding bird flu. So cats that are indoor-outdoor cats, and we can talk more about this, I want them to be indoors only all the time, but especially right now, and I can explain in a moment. But those cats often bring in a gift, and that can be a bird. Those songbirds may be easier to catch right now because they're so sick.
Oh.
So that might even be happening more often. if the bird comes in and the bird does happen to have bird flu, we're susceptible. So please, when you dispose of the bird, change clothes afterwards, wear gloves when you dispose of the bird, wear a mask when you dispose of the bird, and when you do dispose, try to dispose of the bird in a way that other animals can't get to it.
Yeah.
Because other animals, we believe, even mammals, can, and we know they carry bird flu. Speaking of which, two species of mice have been identified with bird flu. What do cats like even more than birds?
Yeah.
Statistically, they catch vermin more than they do birds. So if that mouse, and that can be an indoor-only cat, because sometimes mice get in the house, right? So
yes,
if there's a mouse in the house and your cat caught it, same thing, same protocol, be careful. Now, does that mean you should panic? That bird flu is, it's in the environment, but does that mean other mammals can give it to other mammals? And the answer is, we don't know the answer to that. But it is thought, it's possible that cats can maybe, possibly, perhaps give it to other cats or give it to people.
All right, but there's also something like, I have a rule, no outside clothes on the inside of my bed. Like, you can sit on the bedspread or whatever, but like if you have jeans on or something and you go under the covers, that is not allowed. Because, you know, what if you were sitting on the bus or sitting somewhere, and if you let your cat out, it's like they have outside clothes and then they're going to sit in your bed. So
that's another reason. If you let your cat out, you know, that there are coyotes in many places. There are birds of prey in many places. The big thing is cars. Somehow people think cats are not going to get hit by cars.
Oh, they do.
And they do. There's the environment, either too hot or too cold for cats. And they find then cool places or warm places. But some of those, as you pointed out earlier, like in the winter, slinking under a car hood, that can be very dangerous, right? So it is not a happy world out there, actually, for cats that are now, some people that have indoor cats, indoor outdoor cats, those cats have always been outside.
Yeah.
And to change that, sometimes enriching the indoor environment, if you do it right, can really do the trick. But that can also, for other cats, be a challenge. And I understand that. But if the cat brings home something, do consider, I hope, what I just said.
Okay, and we have a caller here who, I don't know if you specifically got into it, but you said if you're getting rid of a dead bird, be careful that another animal can't get to it. Bob, that's pretty much your question, right?
It is partially my question. I've gotten rid of dead animals before by using a long shovel and putting it under the animal and then putting it into my garbage cart. And I don't know, is that safe? I'd wear a mask, and I don't know if that's keeping it far enough away from me not to change clothes and all that.
Yeah, I would wear a mask if you're using a long shovel. I don't know that you have to change clothes or not. I will leave that up to you. However, I would consider putting it in a container that another animal can't get into, which simply can be your trash can if it is closed and
double
sealed.
Bag it. That's what I would do. Like, you know, your extra grocery bags that you have around, I would double bag it.
At least,
The problem with that is if I start double bagging it, I'm getting close to it and I got to touch it.
Yeah, that's true, sort of, and not necessarily. You could wear gloves.
But
we have the covered trash containers and the plastic ones on wheels. I would just throw it in there. I've thrown dead animals in there before.
Okay, so other animals don't get in there. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to perpetuate this any more than it already is spreading all over the environment. We don't even understand how much it's out there. But the good news is it doesn't seem, perhaps, to be transmittable to us from other mammals.
That's good to know. All right, Bob, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. 312-981-7200 is the phone line and text line. And, you know, I don't know why I am obsessed over this Gene Hackman thing, but I just loved him. He was such a great actor.
Sure.
And to hear that his wife, Betsy, passed away from hantavirus, you mentioned mice and stuff. Is that something I thought?
If you live in Arizona, New Mexico, you know, in Chicago, it's conceivable, but that's
unlikely.
Not likely.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
I wouldn't worry.
Give me another topic you want to hit before.
Cats.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So, very quickly, cats can get heart disease. It's called the most common feline hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is a mouthful. It is actually something that affects 1 in 8 cats, it's thought. And a significant percent, well over half of those cats, will ultimately die very, very early as a result. I'm a part of the story. Do you remember Ricky, the piano-playing cat that I had?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
So when Ricky passed away of this heart disease, I began a fund with the Every Cat Health Foundation to raise money to better understand this disease that really, at that point in time, could not be treated. There were medications, but it wasn't a real treatment. Well, last year, someone tapped on my shoulder from a company called Trivium Veterinary, I'd never heard of them, they're in Ireland, and said, we've got the drug. And as a result of the work you and others did, but you financially supporting those studies and the non-for-profit whose board I'm on, the Every Cat Health Foundation, as a result of that, we will have a drug next year, meaning this year at this point, that will actually treat these cats. It's amazing.
And prior to this, absolutely no treatment.
There were things that could potentially extend lifespan.
But never.
Help with quality of life and those sorts of things, but no real treatment.
You're amazing.
I didn't do this. The veterinarians that we supported did by all these studies. And then this company way over in Ireland, where I wish they would send me to a bar there so I could celebrate, did the work to do this. And cardiac veterinarians all over the country did this as well. Dr. Josh Stern at North Carolina State University and many, many others. And it's amazing news.
Well, that I am proud of you. You have a love for animals. I will tell you that. And I have
thanks.
A love for you, Steve Dale.
Can I quote you on that?
Sure. 630 says, I think it's illegal to throw dead animals in the trash. And
if not,
wrap the corpse so it doesn't affect trash workers. I'm sorry. I think I've done it, too, if I found like a dead rabbit.
The listener's correct. That's absolutely right.
What are you supposed to do with it?
You know what? Put it in something and seal it, because it isn't fair to the people that do. And if something is transmittable, and I'm not saying it is, that you don't want those trash collectors or sanitation workers, is that the right way to say? You don't want them to be affected.
Yeah, but it seems like most of these new fangled trucks now take, you know, the can I don't know what else to do.
My expertise is not trash collecting, so I'm not sure.
All right, thank you for coming up to the
sure
studio.
But I'm sure I'm happy to see you.
Nice to see you and listen to him on Sunday, because he's Steve Dale and he's awesome.